When members of Congress went home for the Thanksgiving holiday, they left unfinished a lot of debates, including a big one over taxes and spending. Lawmakers have been considering companion bills that would simultaneously cut spending and cut taxes. And this morning we're going to look at both. We'll start with the spending cuts. The House-passed bill would cut billions of dollars from programs aimed at the poor, Medicaid, food stamps, and child support programs among them. One of the arguments Republicans are making is that those programs do not work as well as they should. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
By federal budget standards, the cuts in programs for the poor are relatively small. The Medicaid reductions, for example, would slow the rate of growth in that program by about a third of a percentage point. Still, Democrats have decried the efforts. Washington Senator Patty Murray says it's not so much the size of the cuts, but Republicans' choice of which programs to target and why.
We're seeing the Republicans cutting programs that help those who have too little, so that in a couple of weeks they can give huge tax breaks to the people at the top.
Republicans, however, say they're targeting programs for the poor, mainly because that's where the money is. Arizona Congressman Jeff Flake is a member of the Republican Study Committee, a group of fiscal and social conservatives.
And virtually all of these programs have seen massive increases over the past several years, and it's not unreasonable to slow the growth of spending. And that's all we're doing here. So-called cuts are hardly that. We ought to go a lot deeper, frankly.
But conservatives are taking aim at programs for the poor for ideological reasons as well. Michael Tanner of the Libertarian Cato Institute says Medicaid is a perfect example of how programs for the poor don't work.
Like all welfare programs, it tends to discourage people from leaving dependence on government and moving into the workforce. It actually squeezes out private health insurance and makes people more dependent on government.
And while Democrats point to New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina as a reason the federal government should increase aid for the poor, Tanner says it demonstrates exactly the opposite.
In the last 5 years, we have spent some $10 billion on anti-poverty programs in New Orleans. Welfare spending went up for New Orleans every year under the Bush administration. Yet at the end of the day, we clearly saw that there was a huge underclass and widespread poverty in the city. Clearly, whatever we're doing now isn't working.
Liberal analysts, however, say that logic is flawed. It's not how much the federal government spends on the poor, says Robert Greenstein of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Rather, it's how little the states spend. In Louisiana, for example, parents qualify for Medicaid coverage only if they earn less than $174 a month.
What we had in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi were the weakest safety nets in the United States. One of the reasons those people were so poor was because governmental assistance was so extraordinarily limited in those states.
In fact, says Greenstein, there's little question that most government programs for the poor do work and work well.
There are reams of evidence showing that programs like food stamps have had an extraordinarily beneficial effect in improving the nutrition of the poor. In the case of Medicaid, you can look at measure after measure of health care access, health care treatment, various sorts of things among the poorest people in the country, and it is significantly better than it was before Medicaid.
At this point, though, it's not clear how much stomach the Republican Congress actually has for cutting programs for the poor. The Republican House last week passed the bill to trim Medicaid and food stamp spending by just 2 votes, and House members unexpectedly rejected a separate spending bill for the Department of Health and Human Services, largely because it cut programs for the poor too deeply for many moderate Republicans. Both those bills, along with a tax cut measure, will be back on the table when Congress returns in December. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.